Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today is one of our under-the-radar pianists, and we're going to be talking about Terry Pollard. My name is Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. Terry Pollard was born on August the 15th, 1931, and she died December the 16th, 2009. She was a pianist and vibraphonist, mainly active in the Detroit area in the 1940s and 50s. And she kind of began her career playing with mainly other musicians on the Detroit scene. There's actually a recording of her playing with Elvin Jones. She played with Elvin Jones quite early in her career. And he had a residency, or they had a residency, at the Bluebird Inn in Detroit. But she was discovered by the vibraphonist Terry Gibbs, and that's kind of how I got to hear of her, really, just because I was checking out some of his stuff. And she toured with him in the early 1950s, and apparently even turning down offers of work from Charlie Parker to stay in the band, and because they were touring at the time. And there's actually a really good YouTube clip, which I would highly recommend watching, when they appeared on the Steve Allen Show. Pollard sort of starts off on the piano, but what's quite cool is they do this two vibraphone routine, really, where they start trading choruses on the vibraphone. It was obviously something they did in their kind of live show, but it sort of shows what a brilliant vibraphonist she is, as well as being a really really good piano player as well. And unfortunately, there's only really one album of her recorded under her own name. She recorded a lot with other musicians, but this is an album, it's sort of self-titled album, Terry Gibbs, and it features a band with Don Fagerquist on trumpet, Howard Roberts on guitar, Herman Wright bass, Frank DeVito drums. And I mean, her style is very Bud Powell influenced. It's a real kind of authentic bebop style. Very strong. I mean, her lines are very strong and very, you know, she really swings as well. I mean, I noticed on that album, she does a couple of these kind of what I call kind of Powell style intros, which is just solo piano, that I very much associate with him. And they're not that easy to do, those intros. And she does a really good job with them. Some of it is with the quintet, some of it is just trio, but it's a really strong album, and really worth checking out.
I really like that album. I mean, I really like Don Fagerquist, who played with the Dave Pal Octet.
Oh, right. I didn't know he played with them. Yeah.
And also with the Giant, what's his name? Shorty Rogers and the Giants. The album I was really hoping to find from her discography was Terry Pollard and her septet, Cats vs. Chicks.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Did you find the album?
No, I didn't actually find the album. That'd be
interesting, because that's a bigger band.
Yeah. And, I think it was put together by Leonard Feather, wasn't it? And it was a kind of a male versus female band.
Exactly. So I'd be quite interested to hear that, see if I can find that somehow. She also played with Dorothy Ashby. So there's one of her albums that I had heard her before, but not consciously, if that makes sense, because I went through a bit of a jazz harp moment. There's not a lot of jazz harp to have, so you can really only have a moment. it's the one Softly Swinging or something it's called, isn't it? What's that album called?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Soft Winds.
Unfortunately, pretty soon after she made this album, she kind of retired from performing. I think it was quite a common story with female musicians. I think basically she just wanted to raise a family, and there was no way she could really combine a sort of professional life as a piano player with raising a family. So she
She played local gigs.
She did. She did. She carried on playing, particularly in the Detroit area. So I think when musicians would visit Detroit, she would perform with them. She played with like Sonny Stitt and Pepper Adams and Yusuf Lateef later on. So she carried on playing, but obviously she couldn't tour, I guess, really.
It's the international career part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, which is unfortunate because she was a really, really interesting player. So my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.
And my name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.